Good morning, everyone. My name is Ross McCullough. I cover consumer staples and healthcare, and today we'll be talking about British American Tobacco and the current state of the tobacco and cigarette industry. The main talking points with regards to a macro economic environment with regards to these tobacco companies is the decline of cigarettes. This has been a theme that's been going on for quite a while. And then the transition to next generation products and the problems they're facing there with regards to illicit vapes coming into countries and undercutting the big players. As we know, cigarettes have been in perpetual decline for many a year now, with the average decline being about 3 to 5% in terms of volumes, especially in the US. But in their last results, BATS saw quite a significant decline of closer to 13% in terms of volume. There are a number of factors that affect that, but it did come in a little bit higher than expected, and it's something we're going to have to monitor going forward, seeing as this is the main source of British American Tobacco's income at the moment. From a valuation point of view, it's still screening very, very cheap on top of a nice little dividend yield. So it is quite a nice defensive rand hedge company. And then if we turn our focus to the results at the end of, they came in July. There was a decline in revenue due to a number of factors, being the exit of their Russian and Belarus business, some currency fluctuations, as well as inventory management from wholesalers, which they said should reverse in the next half of the year. But the main talking point was the decline in volumes, which I have touched on. 13% is quite a lot. A lot of it is cannibalization from smokers to going to vapes or other products. So many of their own customers not smoking cigarettes, which I guess is good for society, but not so good for BATS's revenue. And then the other focus was that the other two segments in the next generation products, which is tobacco heater products, modern oral and vapor, they seem to be focusing a lot on tobacco heater products, which seems to be stagnating. But on the flip side, they've got the modern oral segment, which was up over 100%, which we've seen from Philip Morris. But it's nice to see that British American Tobacco is also in that space. I just put the under other, this isn't in my report, but this came out on Friday, so I thought it was a little bit topical, is that there's been a lawsuit that's been going on for many, many a year in Canada, which seems to be reaching its finalization now, of about $24 billion. That's between Philip Morris BATS and Japan Tobacco. And that relates back to the tobacco industry in the 1950s, whereby they understated or didn't disclose the risks of the cigarettes to consumers' health. This was settled in 2015 and then upheld in 2019. But this week it came out that this seems to be going forward. The allocation of that $24 billion between these three isn't clear yet, and they'll all be in discussions. It's not too material, but it is something that we have noted and that we need to highlight, because it will impact their debts very, very slightly, by about 0.2 of a multiple to net debt to EBITDA. So we do have a buy side recommendation and a 16% upside.